It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's like, no, I'm wearing number 0. It's too much money to get that number. It ain't that serious. And he flipped in. He goes, you know what? James Cook has stabbed himself in full, so I'm good. I'm good. But it's too much money, man.
Yeah, he said $80 for a coat, too. It is interesting how coats are now cheaper than eggs and milk.
No, they're not. What
how?
Are you talking about?
Oh, you guys haven't been to the grocery store lately?
Where are you getting your bread and eggs?
Yeah, no, eggs are costing $80 now? What are you talking about?
Groceries are through the roof.
What jacket are you getting for $20?
I'm just trying to make the statement that it's crazy that, you know, clothes are actually cheaper than groceries nowadays.
No, wait. How much are you getting your eggs for? I just got like a 24-pack from Safeway for like $5.
No, they're not $5. It's more
mine
than
is.
That.
It's like more
six
than
bucks.
I literally just got $4.99
$6
yesterday.
Molly Stone's. Lidardi's. Yeah.
For 18 or for 24?
24.
24-pack.
That's a lot.
What are you paying? What?
Cage Free?
I mean, are you wearing cheap clothes?
$5?
A pair of Levi's costs about $45
that.
Bucks.
And the groceries are through the roof right now. I don't know about that. I'm fact-checking.
Where are you getting the clothes
that.
At? What name brands are you getting? I got questions now. I got questions. All right, let's get some calls, man. Let's crank it
up. Well, I
want
to start here with the Niners. All okay. Right. So I'm looking at the 49ers.
Are you sure? This egg thing. How much are you paying for a 24-pack of eggs?
I buy like 6 because we don't eat enough eggs to go through them in a week. It's just me eating eggs. She doesn't really
eat. So you'll
eat
buy
eggs.
6?
Yeah, I'll buy like a little half, you know, like the cut in half.
Yes,
yeah,
so how much
half
is that? Dozen?
I don't know, but it's definitely, it's probably like $4 or $5 for that. I don't know about 24 for
sounds
5
like you
bucks.
You need to reevaluate the way you shop.
Well, there's certain things that I get at Target. There's some things I get at Safeway and some things I go to Molly Stone's for.
They also adjust the price on like low quantity like that. That's, because it's such a specific
probably right.
type yeah. of thing that no one buys just 6 eggs at a time. I got yeah. 2 kids. So
I can't get out of the grocery yeah, store I, for I, under I 100.
Eggs. Debbie Chez and I, she loves breaking the eggs and mixing the eggs. And I let her pour the eggs in the pot or in the pan, I should say. You know, yeah, no.
Buy to the top, you can do the legal.
Expensive.
All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC West San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today, and you can now download the Odyssey app directly from the QR code on our Twitch and YouTube channels. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. The 49ers draft is complete. How do you feel about the draft, folks? First pick was Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. Seems like a player came. And what did you think of his introductory presser?
I mean, the guy looks like he's ready to play. He's clearly trying to endear himself to Niner fans, tweeting things out like, hey, give me the lingo, give me the history. I don't know a lot about the team. Like, that's always a great way to endear yourself to a franchise and a fan base is, you know, to come in open-minded and asking for help. My bigger takeaway, and this might not mean anything to anyone else, but to me, it's like I was so accustomed to seeing this team for the most part, go defense as their first pick in the draft, whether it be a first rounder, a second rounder, a third rounder. Go back to 2013. They took Eric Reed, Carradine, and then their third pick was an offensive player. All right. 2014, Jimmy Ward, second pick was offense. 2015, Eric Armstead, Jaquaski Tartt, Eli Harold, and then their fourth pick is offense. Like, they always invest in defense. The next year, DeForest Buckner, defense first. Then you go to Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster, Okello Witherspoon. This was this regime's first draft. Three guys on defense first. Now, 2018, McGlinchey and Pettis. That's kind of a change of pace. Let's take two offensive guys. Didn't work out for them. They go back to defense again the following year. Nick Bosa, most of us agree there. That's a no-brainer. You're running up. Kinlaw before Ayuk. You know, and then you go Trey Lance, and that didn't work out. Aaron Banks, the second one, that's worked out. The next year, when they don't have a first-round pick, the first pick, Drake Jackson, hasn't worked out. Defense first. Last year, their first pick, defense special teams, Jair Brown, Jake Moody. So to go offense, I was like, man, like I like seeing them lean into the offense. If you're going to build this thing around Brock Purdy, don't take another defensive lineman. Because I think a lot of people, oh, defensive line, edge, D-tackle. Right. I'm glad they leaned into offense.
They addressed the defensive line in the free agency period, which they did with Leonard Floyd and Malik Collins from the Houston Texans, and they added depth, the guy from Cleveland and whatnot. And look, they needed speed offensively. They needed, like, although their offense averaged over 29 points a game last season, to get some straight-up burners, like Pearsall is, like this Cowens kid is from Arizona. And I don't know how much he's going to play. He's only 5'8". But at least these offensive players that they drafted, the running backs and the wide receivers, they're putting guys on notice. The Danny Grays, the Ronnie Bells, the Chris Conleys, the Trent Taylors. You're not on notice. You better compete. And you better have a great camp. Because you will not make this roster if you don't have a great camp.
See, I took it the other way. I think, not that he's on notice, but I think that the flag has been raised for Deebo Samuel, and it's like, and this is where I think you're walking the line here. You're like, we're keeping these guys, and I'm glad, because I think you take 3 days, and you're like, all right, you're going to keep all three receivers. Boom, I love that. But it feels like we're signaling this could be the last Deebo Samuel season.
Well, yeah.
And what I'm thinking is, like, contract year for Deebo. If you're Deebo Samuel's camp, like, I have to ball out and I have to prove it this year. Are we going to start counting targets?
I hope not. But Deebo understands this could, like, we all kind of figured this. It's business. And I think Deebo understood
this.
But
there is a human element.
I think that will bring the best out of him.
I would agree with you.
I think it's going to bring the best out of Deebo. And he's going to say, you really don't want me? Well, watch this.
And he hasn't been a guy in his career who, like, one week he doesn't get a lot of targets, he complains. Like,
he doesn't mope.
No, exactly.
He's about winning.
Yeah, exactly. At least on the sidelines, I don't see him losing his mind or anything like that or being some giant distraction. Now, we're not in the locker rooms. We're not in these meetings. I don't know what he's like when he's talking to Shanahan.
No, he's
loved in
there.
But I think they're
going
to get the best out of him.
Yeah, I do too. And thankfully, all the reports about they'll be traded were wrong, because I think people what I gathered with the Deebo and Ayuk trade talks is that we undervalue these guys. These guys are ballers, and we're just like, hey, you know what? Let's just flip this guy. We go get a youngster. They'll step. No. Surround Brock Purdy with every single asset, and the fact that Deebo may miss a couple games, we got reinforcements now. We got this Ricky Pearsall guy. We'll see what this Arizona kid. Maybe Ronnie Bell steps up. Maybe Juwan Jennings steps up. Now, by the way, Juwan Jennings still hasn't signed his tender yet, but maybe that's the thing. Let's go to TC and Sack.
He hasn't signed
the
tender.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They'll probably end up extending him in a second.
Interesting. Okay, no. I thought for some reason.
I think he'll sign it at some point. He's going to want to be back. TC Sack, what's happening, TC?
Hey, good morning, man. I'm just tapping in with my bros. What's going on?
What's up, big dog?
Oh, man, just chilling. Check it out, man. Look, hey, you know what? I'm going to give these dudes a shot, bro. You know what? Mainly Kyle. I told y'all last call when I called in, man, I like the first pick. They address the needs. You know what I'm saying? And Kyle is getting guys in here. Bonte and Joe, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. It looks like he's getting away from himself. And getting guys in here that can contribute now, and it looked like he's getting away from the doghouse. These guys that we picked up are guys that they're looking at like, hey, dude, these dudes are going to come in and start. The boy from Florida State, even the tackle, even the right receiver we got. Now we got pure route runners. The boy from Arizona.
Yeah, he's nice. I like him.
Nice. Listen, and he's a burner. Then we got the other offensive tackle. They addressing these we were looking for. They touched the offensive line. They touch safety, they touch DB, and they touch right receiver. Like I said, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, bro. It looks like they got dudes that's going to come in here and contribute. So I'm going to leave it at that, bro. I'm going to back up for a second. I'm going to give Colin John the benefit of the doubt. I like what they did, dog.
I like that from TC. Have a perspective coming around, and I bet you we'll see TC and training camp coming up. I can't wait for training camp at the end of July. I'll probably count down the days to training camp with the 49ers.
I'm so refreshed that they didn't reach to get a defensive lineman or in the first three rounds.
Or an offensive tackle.
Like, if you don't have a guy that you like and are targeting, I'm okay with it. It sounds like this Pooney guy, or I don't even know, is it Pooney?
Pooney, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce
Pooney,
it?
Pooney,
it sounds like he's going to move to center because they have him listed as tackle guard,
right.
But everybody else,
I
was reading the Matt Barros article in The Athletic, it was like he's going to be their center. They also signed the undrafted free agent from Michigan, who's a center. So to me, they've added some guys to the offensive line in the interior, which to me has been a soft spot the last couple years.
I'm not mad at it. Pewdie did give up a sack last year in the Big 12. Didn't give up one sack and had one of the best grades in terms of pass. But he had the second best grade in terms of pass blocking.
Good.
Out of all linemen this past year come entering the NFL draft. So I like what the Niners did. We'll get to Jaime in San Carlos. We'll get to him on the other side as well as Robert. Hang on tight, fellas. You'll be the first calls on the other side. Then we'll get to Baldy at 7:30. He'll be with us for an hour right here on the Morning Roast. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldwin with the NFL Network, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasta, 95.7 The Game.
Baldy joining us in 12 minutes. 12 minutes right here on the Roast. 12 minutes. Brian Baldinger cannot wait. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app, and listen to 95.7 The Game wherever you go. Catch every single Warriors game live on the app along with all the music and news the Bay Area needs. Catch amazing interviews you missed too, like when Bucky Brooks joined Willard the Dibs this past Friday. Again, Baldy coming up in about 12 minutes. Well, let's get to the calls. Jaime San Carlos, long time no talk. Jaime, what's going on, baby?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Jaime?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, so I'm so glad they did not draft a D guy again in the first round. So I was on Twitter. Christian Watson's dad does these player things on every single draft pick. And I asked him, what did you think of the Niners pick? He told me we got a dog. Think Steve Smith, but bigger and faster.
Wow.
If he turns into a Steve Smith, holy smokes.
Ricky Pearsall, if he turns into Steve Smith. Boy.
I mean, you're talking
about. We're talking about Canton Hall of Fame. Yeah, we're talking about everything, Jaime.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. That was Christian Watson's dad.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that, though. I'll take all the comps. Jaime, how do you like the running backs? Do you like the linemen? Overall, you like the draft?
Running back. So that kid has got blazing speed. But check this out. So They drafted a back in about 2 to 3 years. CMC is going to slow down. What do you guys think? They pulled him away from running back, put him in the slot, prolong his career.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Well, I think that a player like CMC, even if he loses a step or two, I just remember Kevin Falk, Terry Kirby, guys that can catch the ball out of the backfield can be very, very useful, even as older players who don't have the unbelievable speed that they had to start their career. So whether he's used in the slot or whether you use out of the backfield, right, as a pass catcher, I still think he brings tremendous value moving forward.
Renardo Green out of Florida State, he's a corner, 64 overall, led to similar those with 13 pass breakups, plays a lot of man defense, sticky man. Baldy will break that down. He had a video of Green guarding Malik Nabers in the first game of the season when Florida State beat LSU for the second straight season. This Malik Mustafa, they took a safety out of Wake Forest in round number four. This guy's chiseled. I mean, he plays the run very, very well. Mm-hmm. Just the short little videos I saw with him, he's built like an absolute stud. So I don't know what they're going to do with safety here. Maybe it's an insurance policy for Hufanga. I don't know.
Well, they play a lot of three safety sets, at least they did in the playoffs, and they obviously did not have a lot of faith in Ambry Thomas in the playoffs, and they needed a slot guy. They signed a dude whose name is evading me, who is just kind of not a journeyman, but, you know, a random swing, and they're hoping that this kid that they drafted from Florida State can play inside and a little outside, and you don't know what's going to happen with Diamond Lenore. You obviously don't know what's going to happen with Charvarius Ward moving forward, even though I believe Ward has, like, another year of some pretty healthy money left to him. I think this is a nice pick. Secondary was a need of and a concern for them.
Yeah, Pooney is his name, Shasky. Pooney.
The center, the guard or tackle is going to transition to center.
Pooney.
Kansas. Well, I'm here for it. I mean, if you think about it, Trent Williams, as long as he stays here, he's chalked in at the left side. Left guard, Aaron Banks, they're going to extend him. They're gonna keep him. He's been good. He's been really good for the Niners. Jake Brendel, what's he on? Another 1 or 2 years? Yeah. They extended him a couple years back or a year back. But I think that you can upgrade there.
Jacob Cowing, the round 4 pick, 135 out of Arizona, is a blazer.
Speeder, yeah.
Speed. Special teams. The Niners drafted a lot of speed here. Cowing is going to play in the slot. I don't know if he's going to start. He's got some competition there, but he ran a lot of underneath routes at Arizona and UTEP. He was all over the place down in the slot, but he's got speed to burn. And the Niners added a lot of speed offensively, obviously, with their wide receivers and their running backs here. Don't forget, they signed an undrafted running back out of Missouri. That guy's a burner, too.
Yeah.
He's legit. And they also signed T.O. Sun. Three guards.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people like losing their minds about whether it was Jerry Rice's son or T.O.'s son or Frank Gore's son. And I know those things like generate a lot of impressions online, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they're any good.
I've never seen T.O.'s son play a game. Never seen him play a game.
I didn't even know his son was playing college until about a month ago.
Yeah, same here. Let's go to Robert and Martinez. Robert, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So, I'm just going to say this real quick. I think day one, first week of the season, we got three solid starters coming in right away. You got Green starting corner outside Ward. They're going to move Lenore in the corner. You got Pooney, who's going to come in and be our either starting right guard or right tackle. I don't think he's going to center. And I think you got Nugent is going to come in and push out Brendel. And then you got Malik, who's going to come in and be that third safety and rotate with Brown.
I like that. So you like the draft overall. You give it an A, huh?
Oh, an A, hands down. At first, there were some of them that I was a little questionable just because I didn't see any film. I really didn't know who they were. I wasn't going to panic and freak out and say it was a reach until I went back and looked at the film. After looking at the film and researching them, they're beasts. I'm very happy with this draft. I think we have a potential hit on all of them.
You know what? Robert, I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you with the draft. Now, they who knows? One may pop. Two may pop. Three may pop. Four may pop. Who the hell knows how many of these players are going to pop for the 49ers? But on paper, at least. And Belichick brought this up, and hopefully we have the sound a little bit later. Belichick was bringing up the fact that, you know, everybody was going crazy over Buffalo trading with Kansas City, with Kansas City drafting Xavier Worthy. And everybody said, why would Buffalo trade with the Chiefs? They're competing with the Chiefs. And Belichick said, you have to be careful in the draft process. You draft and you do what you need to do for your team. You can't worry about all that other stuff. And he was talking about how Xavier Worthy may not fit with the 49ers because of the run blocking. And if he's adamant, and we've been talking about this for years about the 49er wide receivers, if you don't run block, you don't play.
Mm.
If you don't run block for Kyle Shanahan, you will not be on the team. And so that's something that Pearsall did a lot of. He's a good run blocker, apparently. And that's what they factor. Belichick said, with Xavier Worthy, we don't know if he's going to be a good run blocker. But if you're not a good run blocker at that position, in the wide receiver position, you can't play for Kyle Shanahan.
I believe wide receiver 3 had like 19 catches for the 49ers last year.
Yeah.
So I saw certain people, because I think people thought originally like, oh, one of the two top receivers is going to be gone. And I saw a lot of people like, oh, he could catch 100 balls, the kid, Pearsall. I don't know. I don't know about anybody catching 100 balls on the Niners team just by the way that they play their offense. No. And now that they got all three of them, like if he had 30 catches this year, 30 catches, like given, you know, deep, and obviously health is a big part. Like one of the guys goes down, then yes, his production's gonna go up. But like 30 catches would be a big deal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would hope so. But to your point about the number 3 wide receiver, having that element in this offense
is much needed.
Been missing.
Yeah, I would agree.
Juwan Jennings is nice as a third receiver, no doubt about it. But if you get a little quick twitch guy who can run a quick out, quick pivot route, get down the field, maybe get down the field to put some pressure on the safety down the field in the seams. Having speed does not hurt. It does not hurt. Let's hear from Ricky Pearsall, the newest member of the 49ers. He was asked how nerve-wracking the experience was.
I think this was probably the most stressful part about the whole entire process. I did a really good job of channeling in my own, you know, being where my feet are at for the combine and the Senior Bowl, because that's all stuff I can control at the end of the day. So it's me performing out there, but this is out of my control. So I had a little bit of nerves leading up, but, you know, I was just trying to enjoy the moment, be where my feet are at, be with my family, all my close friends, and just, you know, enjoy the moment, because, you know, those people around me played a huge role in my life. So, you know, I give all the thanks to them. We're just enjoying it together.
Then he also touched on his relationship with Brandon Ayuk, who he once played with back at Arizona State.
We have a really good relationship. Actually, I just got off the phone with him before I got over here on this Zoom call, and he was just congratulating me, man, and just, you know, getting on the call and telling me over and over again, you're a first rounder, man. Like, soak it up. You deserve it, all the work that I put in, because it's been a lot of work put in since we ran routes together. So, you know, I feel like I'm a totally different player since the last time we seen each other, and he's seen it, you know, from afar over when he was watching me at Florida and, you know, I was watching out the Niners. So, you know, it'll be really good to team back up with him and get active.
I would ask everyone, you know, if you've got the time, go back and watch the second half of the Super Bowl. Watch parts of the Green Bay game and parts of the Detroit game. They went to the five wide or empty set where CMC was, you know, lined up as a wide receiver a lot more than you think.
Yeah. Yep.
In those final three games. Yep. And I think that Shanahan's big takeaway was similar to mine, which is we need somebody else who can get open in mm-hmm. these situations. Really like Juwan Jennings. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a fit for a variety of reasons. But if I can add that other wide receiver, Shifty, who can kind of get open in the middle yep. of the field, that's going to add a different dynamic. And again, I keep coming back to you. They believe in Brock way more than the average fan does.
They do.
And if they're going to go, like, how many times did I turn to you in the Super Bowl and I was like, they're in five wide again?
Five wide.
Again?
And they were slow. It was a slow five wide set.
100%.
We're going to run a five wide set. You need at least one burner in there. I believe.
We always say Edelman, but like right. you want a guy like that. Even if he's not Edelman, and this is a name that's going to trigger me, but like a Cole Beasley, someone yeah. like that. Those guys are very valuable in the modern NFL.
No, they are. They are. Can Pearsall be that guy? What separates him as a wide receiver? Here's Ricky Pearsall.
Just being a receiver, you got to be really good at getting open and catching the ball. And those are the two most important things. I think I do a very good job. I think I'm an elite at both of those things, first and foremost. The things that separate me, I feel like, is my competitive spirit and, you know, how I compete on a day-in, day-out basis, and just how detailed I am as a receiver, too, as well, when it comes to being disciplined in my routes or even just off the field, you know, being disciplined in my everyday habits. So I feel like that separates me.
Would you say to play for Kyle Shanahan, it might be the most precise offense to play in if you're a yeah, wide receiver.
It's one of them, no doubt.
Yeah,
you're going to have to hit
yeah.
the ground running. You're going to have to grab that playbook, and you got to be in certain spots, and you can't be a minute late at those spots, exactly, a second late. Exactly. You got to know.
I think you got to start with your team. That.
Oh, that's the Belichick sound.
A little touchscreen here. No, you got to know what you're going to do, and it's an yeah. uphill battle. But can he hit the ground running as a first? Because this is a first-round pick, too.
I know.
Like, everybody's going to look at the first-round tag, and we're going to be watching what Keon Coleman does. We're going to watch what Xavier Leggett
all
does.
These receivers.
We're going to look at what these receivers have done behind mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall if he's not productive. And we're going to say, oh, man, you could have had this guy. But you got to hit the ground running. You got to hit that playbook. And you got to, more so, him being from Arizona, get with Brock Purdy ASAP. Get with Brock Purdy like immediately. Call Brock Purdy. Live in his house. Live in his living room. I know Brock Purdy may be having a honeymoon or whatnot with yeah. his newlywed. Hell with that. Brock Purdy, I'm standing in the in-law.
Well, he was at the Levi Stadium doing a kids camp recently. I don't know if you saw some of the images.
Yep.
Purdy looks jacked.
He does look jacked.
He looks absolutely jacked. And then he's got a bunch of new commercials for Toyota and John Deere. And I mean, he's all over the place.
He is all over the place.
The guy is printing money.
Here's Belichick. I'm not worried about what other teams do. And with a lot of Niner fans, oh, how can you do this? How can
well,
you
don't trade with
how can
the
you
Chiefs.
Do this? Yeah. Buffalo, don't
People
trade with the Chiefs. But here's Belichick.
I think you got to start with your team. And instead of worrying about how you're going to like mess everybody else up, what do we need to do to get better? What helps our team the most? And And that's really what you got to do. If you worry too much about trying to mess everybody else up, then, like, you know, what are you doing with your team?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what Buffalo's board is. I don't know exactly what Buffalo, what their overall strategy is, but I'm sure they have a good one. They've proven that. They're doing what's best for Buffalo. You can't worry about what Kansas City's going to do or what the Jets are going to do with somebody else. Just worry about what you're going to do.
I thought Belichick was an absolute superstar.
Are you surprised?
No, but I think a lot of the general consensus was surprised.
Yeah, Lubman was talking about that before the game. And I was like, dude, he was like, I can't believe how good Belichick was. And I was like,
but the top 100, right, him and Saban were amazing.
Well, Saban, they had the documentary together on HBO, Saban and Belichick, because they used to coach together with the Cleveland Browns, and they were there with that Cleveland Browns football life or whatnot. He was all part of that staff.
By the way, you look at it now.
That staff was legit.
Yeah.
Staff was incredible, right? But then you see him on the top 100, where he's breaking down the greatest players, like his bit on Ed Reed.
Yes.
Because he's the greatest free safety I've ever seen. A play he made where it's like, how does a safety do that? Belichick on television, I had no qualms about him being terrible on television. Like, he's going to make that trade. He's 30 for 30, the Bills. Bill and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
How good was he then when he breaks down football? And he gets
amazing.
One of my favorite videos, one of my favorite sound bites from him is when he's breaking down special teams for 10 minutes.
The evolution of the gunner.
Loved it. He got into every single detail about that. I was like, give me more Belichick. Well, give me more Saban.
I think my big takeaway, if I was running one of these television companies, I know, let's give Tom Brady $400 million. If I was running the Amazon broadcast, I would be paying mega bucks, even if it's a one-year deal, Saban and Belichick together in the booth with somebody, I don't know who, somebody to tee them up.
Or just at least on the studio show. Can I get them on the pregame show?
I want them on the Manning cast.
Yeah, pregame. Give me the pregame show. They will probably be on the Manning cast at some point this year.
But like, if there's if you were running Amazon and you wanted to make Amazon just a better broadcast, just upgrade right away. Here's $40 million, Belichick. Come and do 1 year with us.
Did they translate well in the booth?
I think with the right person next to him, Belichick would be
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. If you're a football dork, I think he's also got a quirkier sense of humor than people give him credit for. I don't know if you've also noticed, Pat McAfee's really toned it down. He's wearing like full shirts, yeah, not as much of the cutoffs. He
hasn't wore white beater, the tank tops, yes, or anything like that.
He's really dialed it down. And I think it's a better, more consumable product.
Nah, he's maybe. Yeah.
I'm not the biggest McAfee guy. I think he's good on College Game Day. I don't love his show, but what he did at the draft, I thought it was really good. He leaned into Belichick.
No, Belichick is really good. Saban's really good. Saban was on the ABC broadcast with Reese Davis and for the first night, Desmond Howard and company, Kirk Herbstreit. No, they're good. They're really, really good. I don't like how, because I have jumped into that Patriots documentary.
Oh, they
the way they smear Belichick was just disrespectful and nasty. If it wasn't for Belichick, we would never know who Tom Brady is. He made the tough decision to bench Drew Bledsoe and stick with Tom Brady. And that led to a historic run with the New England Patriots. For him to get torched like that from a place he spent over 20 years with was just disgusting. I'm rooting against the Patriots every single day for the rest of my life.
He glossed over two championships, okay? Just glossed over them. And then they made it out like Belichick was the guy like defending Aaron Hernandez.
All right,
it was ridiculous.
All right, it's time for Shark Week, boy. Let's
go. Let's
get ready to roll.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now, on it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Brian Baldinger.
And our main man, Brian Baldinger, presented by our proud partner, Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Building better starts with Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Our main man, Baldy, back on the morning roast. He'll be here for an hour as we wrap up another NFL draft. The 2024 NFL draft is in the books. Now we await the schedules being released, and then it's on to training camp and OTAs and all that fun stuff here. Baldy, good morning, man. You look so good over the weekend, man. You were ready to roll. You didn't get any sleep. I know you didn't get any sleep. And you're ready to roll.
Sleep is overrated, Bonte.
I agree.
I mean, you know, John Bon Jovi said, we'll sleep when we're dead.
Exactly.
Okay. It's all right. I mean, I'm just trying to give America what they want. You know, like, what happened to their draft? Did the team get better? Did they bomb? Did they blow it? Like, I'm just here to try to give whatever analysis I can get. You know, it's like this whole draft thing for me, honestly, and it's like this for any personnel person. Like, you study for a test. You know, you study for a test for me for 8 weeks, and then you get to take the test. And it's just fun. You feel like you know the answers. You know who these people are. You hear all these little anecdotes, these little stories, everything you listen to this weekend on the broadcast. And you get a chance to, like, kind of spit it all out. It's fun.
No, it is a lot of fun here. So what do you think here with the Niners? They make their picks. They added a lot of speed on offense. I love this Renardo Green out of my Florida State Seminoles at corner. They drafted a linebacker to seventh round out of Florida State. So overall, when you look at the 49ers draft, how would you – if you – had a Niner fan walking down the street. They said, hey, Baldy, man, what do you think of the Niners draft? What would Baldy say?
I would say, first of all, you know, look, they have a great roster. So, you know, how many rookies can you draft that can come in and impact the roster? Like, we saw Hufanga a couple years ago, a fifth-round pick come in. He impacted it. Like, I think they got a chance with three or four of these players to really impact the roster. You know, I mean, I think Pearsall, like, I don't know what they're going to do with these receivers, you know, with Brandon, with Debo. We heard all the rumors all weekend. But you watch Ricky, like, I had him as my fifth best receiver in this draft. All right. When I watch him, I interviewed him a couple weeks ago on the NFL Network, and I just said to him, I'm like, dude, you're always open. like, what's the deal? Like, he runs these over routes in the SEC. Like, nobody's bumping him. Like, he just. He's an elite tester. He catches everything. To me, he's just a bigger, faster Julian Edelman. Like, he can just rule the middle of the field. He's an amazing player. Great prospect. Now, you know, Renardo Green, you watch him against Malik Nabers, you know, press man coverage. Like, he got no fear going out there and just pressing guys. I mean, I believe that's a position of need for the 49ers. Pooney is a guy that, you know, played up his last year at Kansas. He looks, I don't know if he's a guard or a tackle. Maybe he could play both. But I think he's 6'5 and change. He looks big out there. When you watch him play, he looks like a big body that moves pretty decent. So, you know, he's got Polynesian power to him. Yeah. Like, I like him. And Garendo, look, they drafted a really fast back a couple years ago out of Louisiana. This was the fastest back in the draft. He didn't have a great career. He had a great last game against USC at Louisville in a bowl game where he exploded. And you're like, where was that the other 3 years? But he's, you know, he runs a 4.3 at 220 pounds. And he catches the ball just fine. Like Cowing can, guy played, 50-something games. Like, he could do just about anything. I don't know what his role is going to be. But, yeah, I could see some contributions from this draft.
So I'm looking at Ricky Pearsall, and I'm envisioning what it will look like with Kyle Shanahan, you know, and obviously they've got Debo, they've got Ayuk, and I think most Niner fans are really happy that they didn't move off of those guys, and now you got the three of them together. I go back to the Super Bowl, and Bonte and I sit next to each other, and they went five wide, if you will, with CMC coming out of the backfield and lining up as a receiver over and over and over again. Is this one of those moves, not for down the line, moving off of Debo, whatever, is this because they saw something on film in the Detroit, in the Green Bay game, and in the Kansas City game that they needed to get separation and they needed a guy who could work the middle of the field? Is that what you think this pick represents?
I don't know about that, Joe. I don't think they're saying, "Oh, we have let's draft a missing piece."
Okay.
Where I don't believe that. I think this is a pick to keep this offense humming. Typically, when you draft a first round player that isn't a need pick, if you keep Brandon Ayuk and Debo, if you keep those guys, it's not a need pick. But you're saying we're going to move on. We're going to move on from one of them, and we just draft a replacement. I mean, if that was Ayuk or Debo, that's what I would say to myself. Mm. They've drafted my replacement. Now, whether he can do that or not, nobody knows. But I think Pearsall and Ayuk might have crossed paths 1 year at Arizona State.
Yeah,
I'm not exactly sure. I think 1 year they were there together, so they know each other. But I would, if I was one of those guys, I'd say my replacement's in the building.
Mm. Can I follow up on that?
Mm. Yeah.
How does that work? Like, this is a run first team, right? And so now it's a contract year for one of the guys. Whether if they pay Ayuk, clearly he's here for a couple of years, and we'll kind of know that before the season starts. How does that dynamic play itself out in the locker room on a team where CMC's going to get his touches, and week to week it kind of oscillates as to who the next guy up is? So how does that play out?
Well, I think you'll see it over the course of the year, and then by next year, you know, one guy is going to be here and one guy isn't going to be here. Right now, it should be highly competitive practices right now, because I think you're going to see the talent of Pearsall. I think everybody's going to see it. And so this question of how they move them around, can they find a space for all of them? It's just not going to be tolerant that guys are going to be crying for the ball. They're not getting touches. I mean, it's just the ball's going to get spread around, and it's going to go through McCaffrey. That's not going to change. So I'm anxious to see what that roster looks like Labor Day weekend, and if everybody that's been here is going to still be here.
Yeah, no, I think Danny Gray's on notice. I think Ronnie Bell's on notice. Chris Conley, that receiver room is deep, 11 deep as of now. We're probably going into the season with about 6, maybe 7. This Pearsall kid, I'm really excited for, because I think it is helping Brock Purdy and some speed to the offense. There's one knock I had on the offense, Baldy. Yeah, McCaffrey's quick, gets down the field. I think Ayuk is quick and fast. But just true burners. When you see the league, where the league is going, Baldy, with all the spacing here, and it seems like this Pearsall's going to eat up that space. He's got to play the easiest football. I equate it to basketball, right? You get a great player like Andrew Wiggins during that championship year, playing next to Steph and Clay and Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. So he played the easiest basketball you ever got to see. One-on-one basketball, free releases. Pearsall of this offense is going to see nothing but one-on-one. And from the tape that you posted and from all the other tape, he's going to eat one-on-one coverage up all day long, even as a rookie.
Well, the fact is, Bonte, you can't play in today's game if you can't defeat one-on-one coverage. I don't care who's up against you. You can't get on the field, because if you're not separating, unless you just have unusual size or tremendous, you know, hands or whatever, like, your quarterback isn't giving you the ball. The one thing I think about, I mean, I'm looking at all these little option routes that Kyle loves to run. I mean, McCaffrey's awesome at it. Ayuk is awesome at it. I think Pearsall is going to be really good at this stuff. Like all this stuff underneath these whip routes and these stick nods and some of these like hesitation type things where you're just trying to separate as quickly as you can underneath and just test, you know, whatever coverage they're throwing at you, whether it's zone or man. Like, I just think he's going to eat that stuff up.
Is that the biggest thing that destroyed the Niners in the Super Bowl, the inability to beat man coverage or press coverage,
well,
sticky man coverage?
Threw a lot of that at them, yeah, especially when they were, you know, pressuring him. And so it showed up quite a bit. I'm sure, you know, usually the last game that you play, regardless of Super Bowl or regular season, whatever, that's kind of your lasting memory of what your team is and what deficiencies you might have.
How's this guy fit with Purdy?
Oh, I don't think there's – I think there would be an instant love affair. I mean, I don't know how any quarterback couldn't love his game. Because he just – like, when you have to throw the ball over the middle of the field, and that's where Kyle loves to attack, you better have some tough people. Now, we have seen tremendous toughness from Debo, obviously, and from Brandon over the last 2 years. But you've got to be tough over the middle. And the quarterback can't worry – like, Brock is smart enough to know he's not going to hang you out to dry over the middle. But these balls are going, these dig routes are coming over the middle of the field at you. And they're layered throws. And this guy looks like he's got zero fear in the middle of the field. So there's going to be a trust there. But, I mean, this guy's got a good set of hands. And his short shuttle was a 4.05. Yeah. I don't think there's anybody on the team that comes close to a 4.05 short shuttle. I mean, that's elite, elite. If you get to the low fours to high 3.95, like that 1/10 of a second in that range is about as good as anybody can do in this whole league.
We love speed. We love hearing this about Ricky Pearsall, the first-round pick for the 49ers. We're talking to Brian Baldinger, recapping the 2024 NFL draft for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to move to safety for a second, Baldy. Tell me a little bit about this Malik Mustafa kid.
Yeah.
Out of Wake Forest. Safety, got the C on his chest, was a captain on the team. And every highlight I saw from him, he's just cleaning up the mess. He's just cleaning up the trash. He's just knocking dudes away. I don't see an ounce of body fat. Who is this Malik Mustafa kid who's a safety out of Wake Forest?
Yeah, when he transferred from Richmond, I mean, when I watch him, he's just an aggressive tackler. He looks like he'd come out of the sky and blow you up. Like, he's coming full speed. There's no slowdown in his game. Like, he's coming to hit you. And, you know, he had 4 forced fumbles at Wake Forest. Like, he jars the ball loose, you know, and he jolts you. But, you know, he tested really, really well. Not the tallest guy, but he's thick. Right. And I just thought, you know, they got Hufanga in the 5th round. They're getting Mustafa in the 4th round. You can't – it's hard to keep safeties healthy in this business because of what they are asked to do and how physical you got to play. But they've had a long history of success of drafting safeties. And I think this guy is a chance. Like Tig Brown last year, I think he's a really good player. They got on the field last year when Hufanga got injured. And so, look, I think he's got a chance to get on the field. Everybody is, at some point during the game, you're playing 3 safeties. You know, maybe 1 guy in the box, 2 up high. Red zone, you're playing 3 safeties. Like, you need 3 on the field game day at some point in whatever package you're playing. And if you can't tackle and you don't tackle well, you're going to get exposed.
Yeah, it feels like John Lynch, because he played safety at such a high level, feels like he has like a type back there. And rangy and hard-hitting and sure tackling, yep, seems to be that typecast.
I agree with you. I agree. And that's not uncommon, Joe. You know, a guy like John, you kind of look at the game through your lens. You know, and he was kind of a box safety, obviously, at Tampa. They had, I don't know, they led the league in defense 4 years in a row, Denver. You know, you kind of see the game, whether it's 1st and 10, okay, let's build that 8-man box, let's shut down the run, you're the unblocked player. If you're the unblocked player, you have to make the tackle. Like, you're looking for those kind of attributes, and you're looking for those qualities. And I think John probably plugs in a tape of Wake Forest or, you know, at Richmond when he was there as a freshman, and you're kind of looking for those kind of things. And it's hard to No, safeties don't get drafted in the first round. It's rare anymore. You get them, you start getting them like Newbin was a second-round pick of the Giants, in large part because he had 13 career interceptions there in Minnesota. But you're looking for ball skills. You're looking at guys that can jar it loose. You're looking for aggressive tackling. And I think, you know, that's once you start kind of separating him by those things, and then, you know, how many games did he play? How healthy did he stay? You know, all those kind of things. I think he had 24 starts at Wake Forest. You know, you're looking, you're kind of separating round by round by those qualities.
Yeah, from 2021, Shasky and Baldy, from 2021 to 2023, Mustafa played 35 games, recorded 175 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 3 picks, 20 PBUs, I mean, 4 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries. So he did a little bit of everything. He was a stat sheet stuffer, no doubt about that. All right, Lyman, because a lot of Niner fans, Baldy, why did they trade up for a tackle? Why did they trade up for a tackle? So you brought up Puni, Polynesian Power. I'm going to break him down a little bit more. But what about the young man out of USC who also attended Washington State, Jared Kingston? What do you like about this guy? 6th-round pick out of 215 overall out of USC and Wazoo.
Well, you know, he started this year for USC. I thought he struggled at times. He played both right guard and right tackle. But, you know, he's got the necessary size, and he runs. Like, I think he was a 6th-round pick, not because of how he played this year. You can look at games where, you know, Latu beat him and different players beat him. But I think, you know, when you can run the way he ran a 5-flat 40. He had a good, you know, he tested really well, you know, at, you know, 6'4 and change, 300 plus pounds. So, like, I think he's a prospect. But I think Puni is a guy. Like, I watched him play left tackle at Kansas this year. Like, who the hell is Kansas? But they started, you know, Jason Bean. Like, you could find the talent on that roster. And Puni's a big part of it. And he transferred. He's one of those 6-year players.
Right.
He was at Central Missouri. He ended up playing up at Kansas when they started building the program. So you watch him in the Big 12, and you watch him. Like, he didn't give up a sack this year.
Yep.
Like, you could say, okay, well, who's the pass rushers of the Big 12? I don't know. But I think he can play guard. He can play tackle. And so he's a swing guy that can step in right now, compete for a guard spot, compete for a tackle spot. Like, I think he's got that ability to start this year, whether it's right guard, right tackle, or if he can't beat those guys out, he can, you know, dress on Sundays and be a swing guy to start right away. But, you know, he's got, like I said, he just looks big and powerful when he steps on the field.
Wow. Baldy, I'm looking at the Niners draft as a whole, and we're going to rat-a-tat-tat a bunch of stuff here, but a lot of fifth-year players, a lot of guys that played at multiple schools, and then I look around the NFL, it feels like everybody is taking production and experience now, and because of just the NIL, because of the transfer portal, if you are staying somewhere and not playing, you're almost like less likely to get drafted. Every single guy is playing at multiple schools because they want to get out onto the field and have that production. And I don't think that that's 49er exclusive. Is that a big takeaway for you looking at this draft as a whole?
No doubt, Joe. I mean, everybody. I mean, you go through the, you know, just reading the bios and all these different players. They're all multiple schools. Guys that went from small schools to big schools, you see the jump. Everybody was looking for, you know, day one starters of the program. It used to be like you can still go back to Michigan and you can see Harbaugh, you know, you're an 18-year-old kid coming in and you're redshirted. All right, you live in a weight room, go to the training table, you know, get your school, and, you know, and then you start playing. Like, the redshirt thing is kind of over. There's some schools, yep, like Harbaugh was still doing it, and that's why 13 guys got drafted. But ultimately, Joe, I think this was an unusual year because this was the pandemic year. A lot of schools didn't play, or they played limited, you know, schedules, so they got a free year. So you're getting these 5th- and 6th-year players this year. I don't think you're going to see that again, but I do think you're going to see guys transfer. You heard Saban say the other day on Quinyon Mitchell, you know, there he is, you know, yep, at Toledo, and he's like, he gets in the transfer portal, right, he's going to start for me at Alabama.
Yep.
Like, he has that type of talent. Philadelphia saw that. Well, you know, he was loyal. He's one of the few guys that said, Toledo was loyal to me when nobody, right, wanted to, you know, recruit me. I'm staying at Toledo. And he blew Nick Saban off. But, like, you know, most guys would take that opportunity to go, you know, to go play for Nick, but that was an unusual guy. But I think this is just one of those years. Like, it's just an outlier year where we saw a lot of 23 and 24-year-old players, mm-hmm, you know, finishing their careers.
Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Now I'm looking around the NFC West. I'm not gonna lie to you, Baldy. I loved what Arizona did. I really like what the Rams did. Seattle's up there brewing.
Blake Corum, the Rams.
I mean, Florida, they take my two guys out of Florida State right there on the defensive line, the L.A. Rams. I'm like, damn, okay, here we go again. They're preparing for the Niners in that run game. They bring in Blake Corum. But Arizona, are we sleeping on the Cardinals here? Let's start with them because they're the laughing stock of the league the last couple of years. They bring back Kyler last year. They trade away Hollywood Brown. But they got Marvin Harrison Jr., Maserati Marv. They got the DM from Missouri. I really like what Arizona's brewing down there at Glendale, Arizona, or Phoenix, Arizona, whatever the hell they play.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, first of all, they beat the Cowboys last year. They beat the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers. They ran the ball very well. The offense line, Paris Johnson, they put a line together. So they had a foundation. And when Kyler came back, look, he threw to Trey McBride. They didn't really have the receivers. So you go get Marvin. Like, that's going to make every fan in Arizona healthy. They think they got, you know, the next Larry Fitzgerald, and he might be better than Larry because he's faster, you know, and he jumps higher than Larry.
Wow.
But so they got their, you know, and Darius Robinson on any board was a first round pick. He's 6'5", he's 290 pounds. He had a great year at Missouri. You know, Max Melton was a guy that, you know, that everybody rated high coming out of Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could start. You know, Trey Benson on some people's charts was the number one running back in this whole draft. You know, at, you know, 200, you know, the fastest he ran at 225 pounds. So him and James Conner at running back. You go through the whole thing here.
Sure.
And, you know, Tip Ryman at tight end. I wanted the 49ers to draft him. I thought he was the best blocking tight end in this draft. He's 270 pounds. He runs well.
Wow.
He handled the edge in the Big Ten at Illinois. Dadrian Taylor Demerson was my favorite day three pick at Texas Tech. This guy is... I think he's going to be an elite safety. So, yeah, you can go through the whole thing. Tajon Palmer at UAB. Are you kidding me?
You're giving me a headache right now, Baldy. You're giving me a headache right now, man.
Oh, I did a breakdown on Tajon. It blew up, man. I'm like, you better watch. Don't sleep on this kid now. Don't sleep on this kid. This kid's got talent, man.
Gosh, I love this talk. We'll get to the rest of the NFC West.
Put a bookmark
on the other side.
Yeah, we're
on the
I'm
other
not
side.
Done.
888-957-9570. Ask Baldy anything. He's willing to take your calls right now on the other side on the Morning Roast. 888-957-9570. Ask Baldy anything about the Niners, their draft, their thought process, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, all that coming up. We're bringing down the NFC West and their draft. Arizona, they scare me. The Rams scare me. But this division, it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. But first, before we do all that, let's get to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, this is a big news in Denver, Colorado, between the Lakers and the Nuggets. Game 5 tonight in the Mile High City. The Lakers do not get swept. They win wire to wire Saturday night. And now... Jamal Murray is now questionable with a left calf strain. When we think calf strains because of Kevin Durant, we think of Achilles. This could not be good for the Denver Nuggets. Murray was seen nursing his calf late in Nuggets game for a loss to the Lakers, but did not exit the game. The Nuggets did not hint at the severity of the strain, and this is the first time Murray has been listed on the team's injury report in the postseason, but it is something to monitor. Jamal Murray, questionable tonight. Can the Lakers get back into the series? By the way, I see the calls lining up. 888-957-9570. Ask Baldy anything. We're having a lot of fun. That 30 minutes flew by. We got another 30 with Baldy. The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. That's what's coming up in the game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking. No compromises. Ask Baldy anything. We're breaking down the NFL draft for the 49ers here on the Roast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.